This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator, Terry Pluto. A walk-off 5-3 win over the Chicago White Sox last night clinched a playoff berth for the Cleveland Indians. Jose Ramirez hit the winning 3-run homer that set off a wild celebration at home plate as the Indians reached the postseason for the fourth time in 5 years. WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, this unusual pandemic-shortened season has been filled with many ups and downs for the Tribe.
It has been. There was a frustrating moment there where they lost 8 in a row.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, are they going to blow the playoffs and everything else? And they drive you nuts because they can't hit most games.
Right.
But their pitching is elite. It's the best in Major League Baseball. In the end, even Terry Francona, who loves hitting, always said, I would rather try to win games 3-2 than 8-7. He said, I would rather go with the pitching. It tends to be more consistent over time than hitting.
Well, you mentioned Terry Francona, the manager who's been out most of the season battling illness.
Right. The biggest problem for Francona has been blood clots. The team has been very vague on exactly what that is, but he's had other health problems too. I think he's managed only like 12 games all year. I don't expect him coming back. And on top of it, if you're having health problems, and Francona has a history of health problems, you know, you got COVID hanging over everything. You talk about a high-risk person. That would be him.
So stepping in for Francona while he's been gone has been Sandy Alomar, who's the first base coach and was in the running for the job years ago.
Right. He would have been the manager in 2013 had Terry Francona not applied for the job. So Sandy remained on the coaching staff. And suddenly now this year, not only did Terry Francona get ill, but his top lieutenant, a guy named Brad Mills, he opted out with the COVID situation and some family situations he needed to take care of. And the hitting coach, Ty Van Berkel, he also stepped away. So suddenly think about this. No Francona, no bench coach, which was Brad Mills, no hitting coach. Sandy Alomar now takes over into this. Yeah, he's taken over a pretty good race car, as they would say, with the pitching. But the support group hasn't even been there that often because of what happened in this unique season.
Has Sandy Alomar done a good job?
Yeah, he has. He really has. And remember, they had the situation, too, where the two pitchers, Mike Clevinger and Zach Plesac, blew the whole team rules and the curfew and everything else, ended up with Clevinger getting traded. You know, they had the 8-game losing streak, and that was going to be a turning point for Sandy Alomar.
Yeah.
Now, is he going to be able to kind of rally them or not? And I think they won 5 out of 6 right after that. But that's why I kind of look at this and say, you know, the Indians have really done pretty well this season.
You mentioned the pitching staff and Carlos Carrasco. What a triumphant return. You know, he stepped away last season when he was diagnosed with a form of leukemia, came back in September, made a couple of starts in the bullpen, but now he's come back as a starting pitcher.
Yeah, I really think kind of the two unsung heroes for the season. Sandy Alomar is one and Carrasco is the other. I mean, Shane Beaver should win the Cy Young Award. He's a brilliant pitcher. You know, Jose Ramirez has really hit a ton. Going into even this season, the Indians weren't sure if Carrasco, while he's past leukemia, will he be able to have the physical stamina to be a starting pitcher? And this guy, as he's gone along during the year, he had a couple bad starts kind of in the middle of the season, but he's gotten stronger. His ERA, which is 2.8, is the lowest of his big league career. And you think about it, kind of Carrasco's the dean of the pitching staff now. Sandy Alomar is running the team. You know, you almost like they've taken these guys for granted. They've been there so long.
It has been a remarkable season, as short as it is, and now heading to the playoffs, and there have been a lot of bright moments here.
Exactly. And you go in the playoffs and think, well, do I want to play the Indians in a best-of-3 series? I don't care who you are. Number one will be Shane Beaver. Nobody wants to face him. Probably the second pitcher will be Zach Plesac. And then there's Carrasco for your third game.
It's crazy to think back. In June, we were talking about whether the season would even start, and now here we are talking about the postseason.
Right, and there were all those people that kept saying, you know, oh, this season they won't get through it with the virus. And, you know, my stance was, try it. Let's see what you can do.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.